One of Australia's biggest public health advances, the subsidising of life-saving hepatitis C drugs, is at risk of fizzling. There was a huge surge in demand for the cures immediately after they were listed on the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme 2 years ago. But AM can reveal the number of people taking the drugs now has tanked. Lexi Metherill reports.
Such are attitudes towards hepatitis C that Sally does not want AM to use her real name. The 63-year-old believes stigma is part of the reason people are not taking the life-saving Hep C drugs now on offer.
I'm sure it is. I didn't tell anybody when I first found out that I had it. I was just devastated, and I kept it very, very quiet. And I know now that my story isn't unfamiliar, that a lot of other people do the same thing. And in fact, I ignored it really until it started to make me quite sick.
The bloodborne virus can sleep silently in the body for years, and people only become aware they have it once irreparable damage is done to the liver. Sally says she only accessed the life-saving treatment in the late stages of the disease.
I had a cirrhotic liver. I'd also developed a lymphoma from my hepatitis C. So I really had no choice. I had to treat or my life was going to be pretty short, really.
Australia led the world in subsidising the Hep C treatments. Before the antivirals were first listed on the PBS 2 years ago, a course cost more than $100,000. Now patients will pay only about $100. But Hepatitis Australia's chief executive, Helen Tyrrell, says an initial surge in demand for the drugs has withered away.
The monthly treatment uptake has tanked. It's running at about 1,500, 1,400 people per month, compared to about 4,000 per month initially.
An estimated 200,000 Australians with hepatitis C are missing out on the treatment. Helen Tyrrell says GPs need to be more alert.
The whole game is about getting to people early and getting treatment and cures to people early, before they've got signs and symptoms of liver disease. It's very, very sad at the moment to hear about people being diagnosed with liver cancer when we've had these medicines available for over a year now, nearly 2 years.
As well as the human cost, there's a financial one. The government's paying $1 billion for an unlimited supply of the curative drugs.
There is an absolute economic imperative to treat as many people as possible over the next 3 years while this 5-year supply deal is in place.
Sally urges people to get tested.
Well, there's nothing to be lost in getting tested and finding out for sure, and there's a lot to be gained by getting treatment. It's so easy now. Nobody needs to know about it except your doctor. Just go and do it and it'll be all over and done with.
A hepatitis C patient who wants to be known simply as Sally, ending Lexi Metherill's report. A spokesman for the Health Minister, Greg Hunt, says the government is committed to eliminating hepatitis C in Australia and encourages patients who may have the virus to consult a health professional.